people, purpose. And once again, this is where the patience part comes into play. Because you have to have patience with your dreams, patience with your goals, patience with your aspirations. Because they may not happen when you want them to. And it may not even be in the form of what you dreamed, in the form of what you attempt to manifest, in the form of what you say or write down. It may be completely opposite, but it may be in the form. It may put you in the form, I mean, of the type of person that you need to be to handle what's coming. If that makes any sense. And I know it does. Because maybe just the rejection of it and what the lesson that was taught, what we learned, could prepare us for something completely unforeseen. Because we don't know the outcome. We know the plan because we make the plan, but we're not in control of the outcome. I know plenty of people who have taken to journals and writing things down and taking notes in their phones, and this is exactly how my life is going to go. I wake up with this dream and this is exactly how it's going to go. We get thrown plenty of curves. Plenty of curves in life. It may be in the form of a new relationship. It may be in the form of a different job. It may be in the form of a child. We just don't know. We just don't know the next, because like I said, we can plan it all we want to. That doesn't necessarily mean we control the outcome. And as bad as I wanted to make that dream I just woke up and had, that at 40 years old, I could become a professional football player in the XFL. Just because I have the ability. I didn't have any tape behind me. I didn't have any professional training. I don't have an agent or nobody's representing me, but I still took the opportunity. I still took the chance. Did I feel bad when I got that email saying I wouldn't be accepted to even try out? Yes. I felt bad. I felt bad, but if I take that part out of it, I still have everything else written down that I wanted to do it for. Like, my wife wants to start a business. I had that on my mind. My wife's moving into a better position at her job. I had that on my mind. I had so many other factors into play, but they're still into play. It's not like I've given up on that just because this one thing failed. I still have a great job. I still have a lot of avenues and a lot of things that I'm a part of that can really take off, like this podcast or the supplement and apparel companies that I'm a part of. Those can really take off. And that could also open up doors for my family, for myself. You know, because I made the decision a long time ago to, you know how they say, don't put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak. And I didn't. I didn't. You know, so when you dream, when you have goals, you know, when you have aspirations for things, it's not always that way. Very select few people only have a plan A, and that's exactly what they're going to set out for. We hear athletes and actors say it all of the time. I only had a plan A. I was going to make it to such and such. I was going to be in such and such. Because that's all I wanted to do. That's all I see in my life. That's how I see my life playing out. I myself had those same goals and dreams and saw my life playing out the exact same way. I wanted to be a professional athlete. So much of my life passed to the point to where, all right, maybe it's time for me to stop having this dream. Maybe it's time for me to stop feeling this way and stop thinking that I could be one of those that I, you know, see on TV and emulate on the playgrounds and on the fields and stuff like that. I had a lot going against myself then. I have a lot going against myself now. But I'm not giving up. I mean, as unrealistic as that was, but I still had, you know, I still had to take the opportunity. I still dream. I still had that belief and the determination in myself that this could work. And you may feel that way, you know, about yourself and about where you are in life. You may not want to be where you are. You may see yourself with more notoriety or in a better apartment, better house, better car, better position for your family. But the only thing, the only thing you're lacking is an opportunity. Just like I'm doing with myself right now, the only thing that I can do is continue to work and continue to work on myself. Continue to have faith and belief that I won't be here in this spot, in debt, in this emotional trap that I'm seem to be in as of late. I won't be here long. Soon the tides will turn, soon the sun will shine. Just have to have the ability and the know-how and just the discipline for self. That, all right, it's hard now, but it won't be hard forever. That was a hard pill to swallow, but not all of them will be difficult. I'll find a way. That's all we can do. It's all we can say. You know, but after I was initially upset, after I read the email, because I had been waiting on pins and needles for a couple of days, I just told myself it wasn't mine, you know? It wasn't for me. That dream was meant for someone who didn't get looked at in college, who didn't get the opportunities in college, has the ability. Just didn't get the opportunity. I would have just been a story. Even though I, like I said, I still feel I have the ability to play. But I would have been taking that from someone who doesn't have what I have. You know, like I said, I'm going to work now. I have a great position at work now. But I'd be taking this opportunity from someone who barely got into college, barely got on the field, maybe made a wrong decision in life, didn't have a grade. Who knows? Maybe that person. Like I said, this dream wasn't for me. It wasn't mine. This wasn't meant for me. It was meant for someone else. What's meant for me will be for me. And that'll open the doors for myself, for my family. So that discouragement didn't last long. I shook it off pretty easily. I'm headed to the gym now to train as if I'm still on that path. Still going to get myself in better shape. I still have my sons growing up, and they're going to go into whatever avenue in life they're going into. My daughters as well. My wife as well. I still want to be healthy enough to be a part of it and not, you know, give in to being, you know, 40, as a lot of people do. They just give up. I don't want to be that person that gives up. Hey, no. I don't want to be that person that gives up. You know, I see people every day that say, I wish I could do what you do. I wish I could get out and run. I wish I could go to the gym and do what you do. I wish I had the outlook on life that you have. And I always ask them, well, why don't you? There's nothing stopping you. There's nothing stopping you from taking an hour out of your day to, you know, train. You don't necessarily have to belong to a gym. You could just eat better. Cut out some of the things you eat. Implement more, you know, whole foods, homegrown foods, things of that nature. Fruits, vegetables, water, lean meat, stuff like that. That's a start. That's a start to get up and just take a walk. It's a start to get up and just, you know, jog around the block for about 15, 20 minutes. It's a start. So many of us are afraid of that start, though. That start discourages us. Because we're where we are and we know we put ourselves in that position. We know what we didn't do. We know what we didn't do in life to put ourselves in that position of being in whatever mental or physical state that you're in. I mean, I know what mental and physical state I'm in. and I'm nowhere near where I should be, where I want to be. So there's no judging coming from me. It's just, at first it's us and last it's us. You know, we're the only ones that can change what happens. You know, even though I know. But like I said, we can plan all we want to, but we don't know the outcome. As long as we're prepared, though, we don't know the outcome. But as long as we are prepared, we can challenge, we can change anything. So it's just in us to take whatever obstacles, whatever rejection, accept it, and pivot. Because like I said, maybe it wasn't meant for you. Or maybe it's not now. So I don't want to discourage anyone that listens to this and thinks that just because they're told no, they should change. No, that's nowhere near what I'm saying. If it's determined and set in your heart, go for it. Because I know quite a few people that listen that are determined and are focused on one specific goal, and you should not stop. You should not stop. Because I know those certain people are living lives and they have jobs, but they also have that time set aside for that specific passion, for that certain goal. And they're putting in the hours and the time for that dream, whether it's being an artist, being a teacher, a musician, a producer, actor, actress, whatever the case may be. They're taking the time, but they're not letting the rejection consume them, so to speak. Because you know how we can be about things of that nature. We know how we can be about just so many no's. They hurt. True, they hurt. But you know, like I said, about those people that take the time to focus on their responsibilities and things that they have. Things that they have for their everyday. Their passion is their passion. Like I said, it may not be what you set out for. You may be putting yourself in position for something completely different. Just don't know. Just don't lose it. Just don't lose that fire. Patience is a podcast.